Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see you all on this very damp Sunday morning. I'm glad you made it in the rain safely, and I hope that worship will be meaningful and comforting and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship to experience. We have a few announcements. Again, there's an announcement about the Presbytery workshops at the February 24th meeting, which is a Saturday. They are offering workshops, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. There's something for everyone. If you're interested, please let me know. The deadline is this week. I know Presbytery meetings are not exciting. Not the thing we want to go, but these workshops will be pretty good. So if any of it piques your interest, let me know. There are some sign-up sheets in the narthex, and we would be glad to have you. Special Nicaragua offering in preparation for the Kentucky Partners' upcoming trip to Nicaragua. We'll be collecting a special offering for the water projects and other things that we do in Nicaragua. It will be today, next Sunday, and the following Sunday. If you want to make a donation, either put it in an envelope marked Nicaragua Project or write Nicaragua Project on your check, and it will get to the proper place. So thank you very much for supporting this ministry. Also, we still have the directory. I think we are about to wrap that up, especially since the Berries are here today. And we're welcoming them back, and we're glad that you're here. And I noticed that you checked your information, so we should be getting that directory underway. There will be a deacons meeting next Sunday, right after church. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear this morning? Oh, Ash Wednesday. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. We will be having an Ash Wednesday service at 6:00 in the evening in the parlor. So, and the weather is supposed to be in the 50s. So please come and get your ashes on. Any other announcements that we need to make? Yes, Joe.
Kim's birthday is Wednesday also. She's going to be 34.
Oh, my goodness.
So give her a call.
Okay. Kim's birthday is Wednesday.
And her sister's
as well. And it's also Valentine's Day. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Any other announcements that we need to hear? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship and the opening prayer. God is coming. God is with us. Our God is not silent. God calls to the heavens and earth, praising God's people.
The Lord God is faithful, while the heavens declare God's righteousness.
Join me in the prayer. Holy and loving God, accept our worship and prayers as we seek to be your people in the world. Direct our thoughts to be always on you, and bless us with your insight into your ways. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. First hymn is number 2032 in Sing the Faith.
Friends, when we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But when we confess our sin to God, God is faithful and just, and will cleanse us, will forgive our sin, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let us pray together the prayer of confession. God of mercy and forgiveness, you are called to be our people and to be witnesses to the healing power of Christ's love. Yet we are charmed by worldly powers and are lured by their shininess into believing we are gods ourselves. Have mercy on us, O God. Help us to remember that you are the true God and true power is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. Because we are in Christ, because we have faith in Jesus Christ, we know that we receive the grace of Jesus Christ. And in Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
In Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Friends, as God has forgiven us in Christ, let us forgive one another. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace to one another.
don't have to ask about your family since you're happy to be here.
I've spent too much time with them this last week.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's needed me to take them somewhere. Yeah, I had to go somewhere and take them somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
So, I was glad to come.
Well, yeah. Sit down, have some rest.
I think next week is pretty free. That's good.
Well, that's good.
After the sun would shine, I'd clean my house.
Morning. Well, yeah, the sun is clean. See?
You see all the little
I know,
stars.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my God. Mine's past bad. Mine's so bad. My dust bunnies have been multiplying.
Oh, well, see, I have seen you coming pretty much
around,
so I don't get
it.
Tell people.
You did say
next Saturday.
Did.
Next weekend is the Cherry Fingerlings.
Cherry Fingerlings.
Oh, the Schmidt Bakery thing.
Oh,
cherry.
Yeah.
Fritters that I always get. Cherry fritters. I have, that's next weekend. I have them here for breakfast.
Next weekend is the weekend of
breakfast.
What? I talked to the
Yeah, that's Sunday.
Thank you.